Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you. Amen. And we decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and over our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, in you we live, in you we have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now, O Lord, prosperity. We decree and declare the turnaround to take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion shall happen on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and our going. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happening on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. We decree and declare God loads us up daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word showing forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people. We decree and declare that you pour out the blessing we have not room to receive. We decree and declare we are the lenders and not the borrowers. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. People of God, let us pray over into the Holy Ghost. Let us bombard heaven.
Thank you. Prophet Regina.
Amen. Father, we just thank you. We give you the glory this evening, Father. We give you the highest praise, God. We say hallelujah to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for extraordinary favor this morning, God. We thank you, Father God, for two or three gathered together, touching and agreeing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you comfort all that mourn, God. We thank you, Father God, that you comfort those that mourn in Zion and that you give them beauty for ashes, God. We thank you for the joy, Father God. We thank you for the restored, the restoration and the renewal, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing, God, and that it shall spring forth, Father God. We thank you for your healing mercies, God. We thank you for new mercies every day, God. We thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, God, that you are the God that heals us, Father. We thank you that you are, Father God, Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides for his people, Father. We ask, Father God, that you shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And, Father, we thank you right now for the prophets. We thank you, Father, right now for the gathering of the prophets. We thank you, Father God, for unity. We thank you for peace, God. We thank you for divine intervention on every side, Father God. We thank you for a hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you for Psalms 91, Father God, though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We thank you that you are the God, Father God, of Israel. You are the Holy One of Israel. You protect your people. You deliver, set your people free. You set the captive free, God. And we thank you, God. We glorify you for your power, for your authority, and for who you are this day, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for allowing us to be the fruit of your spirit, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to operate in your goodness and your righteousness and in your truth, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for the gathering of the prophets on the line, oh dear God, and for those that are listening in the background, Father God. We ask a special anointing upon their lives, oh dear God. Lord God, we just ask that they keep on the breast place of righteousness, oh dear God, that they will continue to uplift your holy and righteous name, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the marriages that is on the line, oh Father God, and that are in the world, dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the safe travels of those that's going to Ghana, oh dear God, that you will shod their feet, oh dear God, with blessings, oh dear God, and much favor, oh dear God, that you will cover them with a special anointing to do your will, oh Father God, that you will have a hedge of protection around them, oh dear God. We bless them as they're going and they're coming, oh dear God, in the lives that they were blessing this season, oh, Father God. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, for the humbleness that you have given us in our hearts, oh, dear God. We thank and we praise your name, Lord God, for those that are being healed, Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed, oh, dear God, and I'm a living witness that you will do it, oh, Father God. I thank and I praise your name, Lord God, for the children that are being blessed on today, oh, Father God, the teachers that are teaching them, oh, dear God. We thank you, Lord God, for being on one accord. We thank you for the Master Prophet, oh, dear God, and Pastor Deborah, oh, dear God, that they will continue to globalize the prophetic, oh, dear God, and that their dreams will go bigger, oh, dear God, and we shall be able to carry it out, oh, dear God. And, Lord God, we thank you in advance for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us continuously, oh, dear God, that you continue to allow us to come to your bank, oh, dear God, to withdraw without putting a decent deposit, oh, Father God. We thank and we praise your holy and righteous name for just allowing us to come to your glory, to face you, oh, dear God, to your throne of grace, so that we can praise you, oh, dear God, that we could just shield, just release our sins unto you knowingly, oh, Father God. We just ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for protecting our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, their children, family, oh God, and all that are going on with them on their journey to Ghana, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them from accidents and keeping them free from harm to body and soul, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for supporting them with your grace, God. And we thank you, God, that they, when they are tired, God, thank you, God, for helping them to be patient and any trouble that may come their way, God, to be patient, God. And thank you, God, for keeping them mindful of your presence and of your love, God. And thank you, God, for bringing them back home safe and sound, oh, God. God, we thank you, God, of these things, oh, God. And God, thank you, God, for being our creator, God. Thank you, God, for giving us love, oh, God. Thank you, God, for your kindness and teaching us how to be kind, patient, oh, God. And thank you, God, for allowing us to be your mouthpiece, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for speaking in our minds, speaking in the minds of those that are incarcerated, God, and even those who are even incarcerated, even in their minds, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for being our source of our strength, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us the eyes to see and the ears to hear what your spirit is saying, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. God, we thank you, God, for your healing power, God. And thank you, God, for your great mercy to those who are shedding, God. And thank you, God, for sustaining them by your insurance, God, of your presence, God. And God, we thank you, God, for our children, God, for protecting them, oh God, as they go to and fro to school, God. And God, we thank you, God, for even protecting your people and all their loved ones around them, God. We thank you for that, God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, oh God. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God. In your mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
That is Barbara.
Glory, glory, glory to your name, Father God, and we bless your name this day. Thank you for the gathering, Father God, and the opportunity. Father God, we thank you for our hands. We look at our hands. We thank you. We can praise you. We thank you for our feet, Father God. We can walk, Father God, thank you for our mind, us being in our right mind on this day, Father God. For this is the day that we decree and declare the prophet's trip to Africa, Father God, to move anything that's not like you, Father God, out of the way. That the angels are already sent before them to make a smooth transition, Father God. That goodness and mercy shall follow them, and favor shall lead them, Father God. We thank you for the minds open and ready to receive, Father God. We thank you for financial favor in this hour, Father God. We thank you for there's more than enough, Father God. We thank you for the overflowing, Father God. We thank you for every family represented in this line today, God. We thank you for restoring the things that were even lost, Father God. We thank you, God, for the families, Father God, that are searching, that have found, Father God. We thank you for restoring the brokenhearted, the worrying hearts, and the lonely hearts in this hour, Father God. Thank you for favor and business dealings in this hour, Father God. We thank you for the prophets, Father God, assembled, Father God, and the ministries all over, Father God, and that they're on the right path, Father God, teaching the right thing, Father God, for your people, Father God. We continue to always give you glory and honor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being the rock of our salvation, Father God. We're giving your name the praise. We thank you, Father God, holding up Xavier Hutchinson, this young man in this hour, Father God, that he's whole and complete, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father God, is rebuked in Jesus' name. And any young man, Father God, struggling, Father God, we thank you, God, that they're finding peace of mind in this hour, and they're remembering. You bring back to remembrance, Father God, who you are in their life, Father God. We thank you for everything being whole and complete and in divine order. We give your name the praise and the honor. Amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you, O Lord, for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and the whole Jordan family, O Father God, and each Palm Prophet, Lord, that are going over to God, Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for more power, more authority, Father God, that will be expressed in the land, O Father God. We ask that you continue to bless them, O Father God, mightily, and bless the people that are going to be receiving, O Father God, the globalization of the prophetic. And Father God, we just lift up everyone that is sick and shut in, and we call them well, Father God, on this morning. We call them well from their head down to their toes, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, that you hear our prayers, O Father God, because we are living righteous, O Father God, before you. Lord, you said not to be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We let our requests be known to you. Your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. We will be glad and we will rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered us in our trouble, and you have known our soul in adversity. And when we pass through the waters, you said that you will be with us, and through the rivers, that they will not overtake us. And when we walk through the fire, we shall not be burned, nor shall we be scorched. Lord, you are faithful. You said that you will establish us and guard us from the evil one. God, your way is perfect, and your word is proven. You are a shield to all of us who trust in you. Lord, you said when we commit our works to you that our thoughts will be established. So we will be strong, we will be of good courage, and we will not be afraid or dismayed. For you, Lord, are with us wherever we go. And so we thank you, Father God, for hearing us, because you love us. And you will not withhold any good thing from us, for we walk uprightly before you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Prophetess Yolanda. Prophetess Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you this day. We thank you that we are able to trust in you with all our heart. We thank you for the protection of the Zoe family, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and the company of prophets that's traveling to Africa. We just thank you for their comings and goings. We thank you for the blessings that they'll bestow upon the people in Africa and the blessings that they will receive as well. We thank you, Father, for being who you are, loving each and every one of us on this call and around the world. We thank you that we're able to hear you, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak your word into their lives. Thank you, Father God, for our elderly and shut-in, for their wisdom that you continue to give them to share with us in the United States and all over the world. We thank you for keeping our children protected worldwide. We thank you for wholeness and peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father, for this conference line. Thank you for this midnight cry, for this opportunity to just come before you, just give your name all the glory, all the praise and honor that it so worthily due, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for touching each and every one of our leaders. Touch our archbishop, touch our pastor, Father God. We thank you for touching their vision of globalizing the prophetic. Right now, Father God, we lift up each and every pastor, Father God, each and every bishop, each and every minister, each and every deacon and deaconess, Father God, each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for the calling that you have over their life, Father God. Have your will and have your way, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for the fivefold ministry. I want to just lift up, Father God, even the company of prophets now, Father God. Thank you for touching, Father God, each and every listener on this line. Thank you for touching their families. Thank you, Father God, for touching even those that they encounter, Father God, those that they touch, Father God. Continue to just cover your people, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for the increase of the Lord. I want to thank you for divine provision, Father God, and advancement in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for fresh word, for your fresh word, Father God, that you continue to send to us, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in marriages, even in relationships, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the right minds, Father God, even in the families and in household, Father God. We ask even now, Father God, and we thank you for the peace of the Lord continues to surround us, Father God, and surround our households. We thank you now, Father God, for covering your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for the divine healing that you're doing for her, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing all of those that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to just lift them up, Father God, for your word declares, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed. We want to thank you now, Father God, in advance for the healing that you're showing forth to your people, Father God, whether that be emotional healing. We thank you for physical healing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in the lives of your people, Father God, even in the lives of their households, even at their jobs, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even over your people. We want to thank you for our elders. We want to thank you for our children, Father God. Thank you. We just want to lift them up, Father God. Continue to bless them in their comings and bless them in their goings, Father God. Continue to favor, Father God, all of our family members, all of our members, Father God, within the bodies of Christ, Father God. I want to thank you now. We'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor that is so worthily due. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name up even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for divine order. We thank you for allowing your wisdom to be upon us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being the head of our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for all of the lives and the families even here or associated with us on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Father God, give us innovative ideas, Father God. Thank you for being Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the beginning and the end, Father God. Father God, thank you for leading and protecting us even now, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, thank you for your covering anointing even now, Father God. Thank you for your protection even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all of those that give us service, Father God, even now. Father God, we continue to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, Father God. I love you, Father God. Father God, touch those hearts and uplift those spirits that need you even now, Father God. Thank you for the power in your name, Jesus, Father God. Father, we thank you for your power even now. We thank you for allowing us to praise your name even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, and we bless you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, and your protection. We bless everyone on this call this morning. We bless every prayer request. We bless every home that's represented. Lord God, we honor you and we bless you for your grace. Father, and we decree and declare safe passage for Archbishop and Pastor and the ministry team as they walk on snakes and scorpions, protection from every assault of the enemy in the name of Jesus. No one shall put a hand on them. No one shall put their mouths on them. And great triumph shall be their reward. They shall overcome every onslaught and every attempt of the enemy to bring blockage and hindrance to the flow of your power. We thank you, Lord God, that you promised restoration. Lord God, and what the enemy has violently taken away, you are restoring by your grace and your mercy. You are restoring, Lord God, generational blessings, generational wealth, kingdom blessing, cultural healing. We thank you, Lord God, that even land and minerals and wealth shall be restored to the people of God in Ghana. We thank you, Lord God, for unifying the tribes. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring and repairing desolate and waste places. We thank you for healing the minds of your people and for using our Archbishop to bring teaching, life-giving word, Lord God, that's going to bring healing and restoration to the communities, to millions, Lord God. And we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are sowing into these efforts. And we pray that you stir your people to give, Lord God, to bring provision for the work of the Lord in Ghana and even in the prophetic order. And we bless you, Lord God, for our elders in every home that's represented. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you that for every good and perfect gift. Father, we thank you right now that it comes from you. And Father, we give you praise and thanks for this morning. For truly this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice therein. Father, even now we offer up every prayer, every tears, every thanks, every supplication. Father, we offer it up unto you so that you and you alone will be glorified. And Father, we thank you right now. And Father, we say yes even now on this morning to your will, to your way, and to your purpose. And Father, we pray even now, Lord, and we ask of thee that, Lord, we want you to get the glory because, Father, you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. And we thank you in advance, Father, that you and you alone is perfecting everything that concerns us. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice, we choose to praise you, and we choose to lift our voice up like a trumpet, knowing that you have everything in control. Now, Father, as we move and navigate through this day, Father, lead us and guide us, Father. Allow us to make right connections. Allow us to make right connections with new people and people that we are meeting with on today, Father. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for witty ideas, Father, for cures, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus for what you're doing and how you are anointing us afresh to move about and to be a provoker to the Jews. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your will be done in and through our life. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. With Prophetess Darlene or Prophetess Bethany, you can get forth the announcements. Again, family, we want to thank you. Let's keep on keeping on because I know without a shadow of doubt that this is the will of God concerning us. And we are in an hour that we are praying and lifting up the name of the Lord because God has us positioning us to cry out and to spare not. So again, family, I want to thank you, and I just rejoice in knowing that we are doing the will of our Father, even as we stand, even in this time of mourning, praying and lifting up the name of Jesus. So again, thank you. I love each and every one of you to life, and I look forward to seeing every one of you on tomorrow morning. God bless you. Peace. Have a wonderful day and a prosperous day in the name of the Lord. Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess Darlene, you can give forth the announcement.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. This has been powerful, and we just want to, at this time, open up for any announcements. Any announcements at this time?
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene. I want to invite the people of God later on today to come and join the conversation from noon to 1 for Pop Life Radio. It's going to be Check Up from the Neck Up with our very own Prophetess Cheryl Clark, and she will be having a special guest with her. So come and join the show a little later on today from noon to 1. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, amen. As Pastor said, 9 a.m. we'll be back here with our very own Archbishop for our teaching. So don't miss out on the conference call, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, right here on the same line. And then we'll be joined back here for the 12 noon checkup from the neck up, and then back here again for the midnight cry. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany. And just be encouraged to sow and support the Ghana efforts. Amen. You might not have 1,000 or 500, amen, to circulate, but give what you can. Partner with someone. Amen. You might only have 250, and maybe you have know someone who want to give 250 and make it 5. Amen. Don't miss out on an opportunity to sow into this effort. I've been to Ghana, and I know the need over there, and I thank God that I'm a part of an effort and a move that's taken Jesus Christ over into the motherland. So thank you, each and everyone, for being a part of the call. And join us at 12 a.m. for another Midnight Cry. And I just want to encourage those of you who have never been a part of the lineup to cross on over. If you're a prophet in the order, come on over on the side and let your voice be heard and lifted up in the name of Jesus. Amen. And God bless you all. And see you in the place called there. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. God bless.